Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What's that?
That's great.
Jackson Dean will be in later on this morning. You know him from this song right here. As the kids say, that one slaps.
It does slap.
Come on,
right. Lunchbox.
What's
that? All right. 15 seconds around
so
the room.
Stupid.
So stupid. Here he is first.
What up, Eddie?
So I went to this ice thing, you know, it's like where they have frozen sculptures. It's really cool. It's at by the mall or whatever. And the deal was with the company is that we'll give you free tickets if you take video and post it on your social media. So I was out there just shooting video of people coming down the slide because my kids had gone up.
With your phone?
With my phone.
Yeah.
And my kids were about to come down, so I thought it was my kids coming down the slide. So I started shooting video. I went up to the bottom of the slide and everything, and then this dad comes up. He goes, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Why are you videoing my kids and my wife? And I was like, oh, no, I'm waiting for my kids.
That's what you perv.
That's what I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, I'm waiting for my kids to come down. Dude, it was awkward. And I don't think he believed me.
But also, That's public. You can film whatever you record whatever
you
want.
Yeah, he was very protective though, and I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for my kids, and sure enough, my kids were next. And then I got my kids when they come down. Like, see, these are mine.
You're showing them. Look,
I promise.
He looks just like me.
Tell him, guys, I'm your dad, right?
That's funny. Was he a big guy? Could he beat you up?
Yeah, he's a big dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how did he say it to you?
Hey, man, why are you videoing my family? And I said, no, I'm not. Don't
get
the wrong idea.
Parents are real defensive out there, man. They'll jump on you.
That is crazy. Up next. Are you doing what's that? Lunchbox.
Guys, do you remember when Luke Combs came out with his last pair of Crocs?
I remember the controversy.
Yeah, the controversy is he forgot to send me a pair. He sent people in the glass room, side room, a pair of Crocs, and I confronted him about it and said, hey, Luke, what's up with you not getting me a pair of Crocs?
What up?
Dude, okay, there's a controversy going on because you guys sent Crocs to the studio.
I've heard a lot of murmurs about Crocsgate over there.
Yeah, Crocsgate. You know, Bobby gets a pair, Amy gets a pair, and Lunchbox did not get a pair of Luke Combs Crocs. What's up with that, Luke?
I've heard that the problem has been reconciled, so before you ask, you may want to say who got a hold of Crocs and got you some pairs of those.
Oh, okay.
I do wonder
who got a hold of Crocs and got me a pair.
Who knows?
Oh.
You never know. I'm like country music Santa Claus, man. Okay?
Well,
you'll never know.
I feel like you're yelling at him and you're standing right next to him.
Yeah, I was a little upset with him because I was a little frustrated. But so, this past Wednesday, Luke Combs had more Crocs come out. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a pair. Mm-hmm. So I went to his record label with a bullhorn.
And did what?
Sent him a message.
Physically?
Oh, my gosh. All right, go ahead.
Luke Combs, I know you're in there. It's Lunchbox, Bobby Bones Show. Oh, yeah. You have your new Crocs coming out on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Last time you forgot about me, Luke Combs, but I didn't forget. I never forget. I am not going to take no for an answer, Luke Combs. Do not forget about me. Don't give them to the scum at the back of the Bobby Bones Show that no one's ever heard of, that no one cares about. I am the one that needs the Crocs, Luke Combs. Do you hear me, Luke Combs? I am going to go now, and I will wait for my Crocs at the Bobby Bones Show. Goodbye, Luke Combs, and do not forget my Crocs.
Anybody come out? Was he there?
Still haven't got my Crocs.
Yeah. You said, don't forget about me, I won't. Well, of course you don't forget about you.
You are you.
You are you.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget about me, but I went and I sent a message out in front of their building. Oh, they heard me. They were probably all looking out the windows going, oh man, we got to take this serious. So, Luke Combs, still waiting.
Okay.
And what are the chances of him being in there like he
said?
Zero.
Okay,
all right. What do you mean? He goes to work.
No, that's not
work
a record
at the
label.
Record label.
No, that's not how that works. Oh, all right, up next, here she is. Amy, everybody! Amy, tell us something here.
So I had to sign up for a new Netflix account. And, I mean, the last time I did this was years and years ago. Did you know now they have different prices based on the type of quality you want to receive? Like,
Black and white only?
Oh.
The resolution.
Like, we don't actually have HBO, but it comes through just... like snowy enough you can almost see a boob.
Yeah.
That was us when we were 12. We'd be like, we don't have it, but if you flip the channel just quick enough, you can.
Because it was scrambled.
And it was never even a woman. You would think it was, but it was like the knee of some detective, some old 50-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah, you can pay for good quality. You can pay for better quality.
I didn't know any of this to answer your question.
Or you could pay for best quality. Huh. And the price just goes up and up and up, and I'm like,
what would I even notice?
What
in your house?
Oh, that's got to be real expensive. Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if I'd notice the difference between, you know...
You would.
Better and best.
Because we play NBA 2K, and there's a feature from the 90s, and it shows it like the 90s TV used to look, and it looks terrible.
My wife walked HD. In when I was playing that, and she goes, what's wrong with your TV?
You don't take the setting off, though?
I did it for one game, just to kind of try it.
Yeah, Amy, I didn't know that, though.
I mean,
thank
not bad, though. If you want, you know, just good quality and ads, you can get it for $6.99.
Amy's like, if you... want to like see some stick figures and watch commercials equal time, they'll pay you a dollar. Thank you, Amy.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's always coming up with new TV show thoughts, and his favorite office was Scott's Tots. Bobby Bones.
That's true. That's my favorite episode. Most people find it cringy. It's my favorite one. I'm just letting everybody know, this doesn't really affect us as much because we're doing the gift giving situation where we drew a name and I have to get Morgan a gift. Okay. So, in my life this year, I'm doing a practical Christmas. I'm not saying it's not going to be generous, but I'm not... Like, one year I got Mike the Simpsons autographed first script.
That
right?
was awesome.
Yeah. Right, and it stays in a case, and it's a... This year, I'm going to... If I get something for you, it's going to be something you can use. It's going to be practical.
Oh, sorry, Morgan.
What? Well, I love that.
This
I
didn't is your say, personal,
yeah,
right?
personal. I didn't say it was going to be cheap, but it's going to be practical.
What did Morgan need?
Well, like, I still use that Peloton treadmill.
Yeah,
that,
practical.
That treadmill's legit.
Like, I need a car to get back and forth to work.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I didn't get your name.
You know what I mean?
But I'm doing it with everybody. Anybody in my life I'm buying gifts for, it's a practical Christmas with me. It's gift cards to places I know they will use it. It's things like that where if I get them a gift, it's not they could occasionally, who knows, they're using it because they love whatever it is.
You give me a gift card, I may or may not lose it.
A practical Christmas, that's... Like, I did my hand above me, like in lights. A practical Christmas. That's me this year.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm responsible, and I like practicality.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's get the show going here. We're ready to go. Jackson Dean's in today. We got the Fun Fact Friday coming up. Easy trivia. Big Friday show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I don't get to watch a lot of TV, but I'm about to get some time off work for the holidays. I'm looking for something to binge over the break. I'm so behind on shows, I wanted to get your recommendation on what to watch. If you could only recommend one season of a TV show, what would it be? I'm open to anything as long as it's not scary. Signed, Bound to Be a Binge-Watching Betty.
Oh, wow.
So here's the situation. Let's not go with anything super niche. Like, I love the show Peripheral, and the finale is... Oh, it's out today.
Oh!
Love it. I wouldn't recommend that. It's a little too nerdy. So just a really good show.
and we'll go around the room. Like, something I think is a great, and this won't be mine, but just something that's, I'm not going to say generic, but that I think you'll like regardless of who you are. That show where she played chess.
The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
And you don't expect to like it, but it's one season.
One season.
And they're not making another. That's it. So.
God, that one's so good.
It was so good and kind of out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But The Queen's Gambit on Netflix is great. Now, I'm doing this lead up to give you guys time to think. It's one of my skills as a host. Mm. I'm at doing content while giving you guys to think of your own content. Amy, what's the one show you'd recommend?
I guess I'd say Yellowstone. Because I'm into it right now.
And I didn't want to be into Yellowstone. I didn't like Westerns. Arkansas Keith loved watching Westerns.
Like Clint Eastwood Westerns?
Like John Wayne Westerns. Yeah. And so I was never into them. And so Yellowstone, I was like, I don't know. I don't want to watch a Western.
Same.
But then I watched it and loved it. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
And to clarify, because when my friends first told me about it years ago, I thought it was Western, like, yes, like y'all are saying, way back in the day. And yes, it's cowboys, and yes, they're on a ranch, but it is modern day.
Yeah, it ain't your typical Western.
Right, but they are real cowboys.
It's great. It's a little cheesy, but I love Yellowstone. Yes. Lunchbox.
Friday Night Lights.
Too old, though, huh?
No, still available.
So good. And it is, you will get wrapped up in it. You don't, I mean, it is so awesome.
The Honeymooners. Well, no, that's old.
No. Hey.
Leave it to Beaver.
Don't hate on Friday Night Lights because you don't appreciate the amazingness of it.
I think she was really wanting a new show, but I agree. That's a good show. Eddie?
I'm going to go with Only Murders in the Building.
That's good if you have Hulu, yeah.
Because you have the Martin Short and Steve Martin who... They're just older dudes that, so if you're older, you appreciate their humor, you like them. But then they have Selena Gomez, who like represents the younger generation. She's funny. And them together is just great. And it's good for the family, I think. Not like little kids, good for the family, a good show overall.
They do drop an occasional F word.
Yeah.
It's almost completely wholesome except for the occasional F word.
Mm-hmm.
The Selena Gomez thing's interesting because I always knew she was, and she did pop music, and I was a little too old for her Disney show. But I never really enjoyed her in anything. But she's so good in that show.
She's so good in it.
It makes me a fan of her acting.
And just them three together is so funny.
Morgan, what do you think? What's the show?
I say Upload on Amazon. They're 30-minute episodes. And it's I've recommended it to multiple people. And not one person has ever come back and not liked it.
I'm going to go Inside Man. It's only 4 episodes on Netflix. And it's about the guy who's on death row. But he was a criminology professor. So he's able to kind of help figure crimes out.
Is it true?
I don't want to say much.
That does sound good.
It's only 4 episodes. It was a BBC series, and it went up on Netflix.
Oh.
I liked it. I don't want to say anything else.
What about that psychiatrist one? You like that one, right? The therapist where he gets...
Oh, Steve Carell.
Oh, man. That show on Hulu. It was awesome.
What was that one called?
The Patient.
You remember? The Patient.
Yeah, where he was abducted. Oh, that one's awesome. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Binge watching Betty. There's our... Watch all those. Watch every one of those. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! The most random fun facts that we found all week long. Let's go. Up first is Eddie.
Guys, ever since I saw my UFO, I'm just into space stuff. Check this out. Sunsets on Mars are not like our sunsets. They are blue. Isn't that crazy? They're blue because there are these tiny little dust particles that make it blue. We have longer wavelength colors here that make it yellow, orange, stuff like that.
All right, anybody else fall asleep?
It's interesting, guys.
Yeah, blue sunset. Okay.
Isn't that cool? Would you imagine? Can you imagine, like, oh, I'm gonna watch the sunset?
So red. What planet?
Mars.
Red planet, blue sunset.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, take that to the water cooler. Tell your friends.
But just stop at blue sunset. Don't start going into particles and wavelengths.
Well, I want to explain why.
Morgan, save us.
The FBI has an entire fake town for training their agents. Hogan's Alley has a bank, post office, hotel, laundromat, barbershop, all these things. And the town is populated by actors who role play things like terrorists, bank robbers, and drug dealers.
That's really cool.
Lunchbox, you should go audition.
Whoa, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So they can do these real life scenarios.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Eddie, you're sucked.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, the juxtaposition kind of messed you up there.
Think about a blue sunset, though. That'd be crazy, right?
Its only bank is robbed at least twice a week. It's a hotbed for terrorist activity. Wow. Mobsters, drug dealers, terrorists lurk around all the time.
That's pretty cool.
But they go practice bank robbery stuff twice a week. Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. We like to party. Who likes to party here?
Nah. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, you go to a birthday party. You see the balloons hanging up there. And you're like, oh, party balloons. Did you know the average American farts enough every day to fill up a party balloon?
What?
Why do we?
No.
Eddie, that blue sunset sounds awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I really, really missed that.
That's crazy that the average human farts enough every day to fill up a party balloon.
Girls, too, because they don't fart.
Oh, they fart.
No.
They just don't like to admit it.
Mm. Mm. Well, so you know who were the first people to fly?
Who?
The Wright brothers.
That's correct. Isn't it weird that they never died in a plane crash? Because they were the ones that took the plane up. They never died in a plane crash. Mm. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
So the Wright brothers obviously were the pioneers of flying. But the first person to die in a plane crash was an Army lieutenant named Thomas Selfridge in 1908. The pilot was Orville Wright, who survived.
Oh.
Wow.
He crashed the plane, just didn't die. Killed the person with him.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That is wild. Andy, what you got?
Did you know you could run for president while in prison?
Don't tell. What? I mean, people are going to be running like crazy now.
I did not. You only, because the rules are you have to be born here.
You have to be 35.
That's it. That's
hey, the only campaigning rules. In the big house has got to be tough, though, huh?
It'd be cheaper.
That's true.
Everything's virtual.
And you're not traveling as
no
much.
No bus gas.
Yeah.
No private jets. Yeah, I didn't know that, but that's interesting that you can do that.
Yeah.
Anything else on that?
No, I just thought, I figured if you've ever been locked up, it kind of takes you out of the running, but I guess not.
The only things you have to be are, you can be a felon. That's fine.
But what's crazy is you can't be a felon and vote.
That's correct. That's right. But people can vote for you.
Right.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
Fun Fact Friday.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I got a shout out to two brothers, one named Bob, one named Frank, last name Hurley. They decided to ride a cross-country bike trip to raise money for K9 for Warriors. And they were able to raise $18,000.
How do people raise money when they do these trips across? Is it, I'm doing it, and here's a link you can donate, and the reason you're even seeing about this link is because this makes the news?
Yes.
And that's why we did it?
And they biked for 60 days. That's 3,000 miles. And so they were raising awareness all along the way and kind of telling people their story. And then, you know, it just kind of a trickle effect.
I mean, I would talk to them if they'd come through town.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, Bob and Frank for sure.
Bob and
plus,
Frank.
K9s for Warriors, we've worked with them too. That's who
we bought the dogs. Yeah.
The Pimp and Joy money, and we all have a dog named after everyone on the show.
I knew a guy once. He walked from West Virginia to Tennessee. Like
yeah,
the George Strait song.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, Eddie.
Yep.
Hey, and I got interviewed by the local news in one of the towns I was going through, so that's kind of makes sense.
And you did that to raise money. It was what organization was it?
It was the National Angels. It's a foster organization.
And
helps foster
kids. How much did we end up raising?
Man, we were almost raised about $400,000. It was pretty amazing.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
We were so in the moment that it's not that we don't appreciate it, but we're just working hard. We're trying to get Eddie safe. We're amazed by our listeners. To look at it now and go, we raised $400,000.
Yeah.
That is insane. It's in the most beautiful way. And Eddie's foot still hurts.
I would say about halfway through, I started to worry that I wasn't going to make it. But I mean, really, when you talk to all those people and you see the numbers growing of all the money coming in for foster kids across America, like, yeah, I'm like, I can walk. I can still walk.
You're injured, though, still.
I mean, my heel hurts, my right heel.
Always.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, that's crazy. But, hey, it's worth it.
It's worth
totally
it.
Totally worth
that's
it.
Right.
Yes.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Everybody's favorite game, Easy Trivia.
Yeah!
The questions are so easy. Let's go around the room. Lunchbox, since you are the champion, we'll go first.
Yep.
The category is Bobby Bones Show.
Yep.
Questions are so easy.
Got it.
Whose middle name on the show is William?
I guess you.
Correct. Eddie, what show member's wife's nickname is Bay?
That's Ray.
Ray and Bay, right. Laura is her name. What show member graduated from Kansas State, Morgan?
Me.
Correct.
That's easy.
Amy, what show member has seen the 90s movie Twister over 50 times? Talked about on the air the last couple weeks.
That's Mike D.
Correct. Okay, good.
Wow. Oh, man.
It's easy trivia. Nobody goes home in the first round. Now, let me say, if Lunchbox or Eddie win, they are the champion. There'll be 5 wins.
Oh, my God.
And they'll have that TR right there in front of them.
So the champion's going to be crowned today?
Well, no, Amy or Morgan could win.
Yeah. Right, but so the champion's going to be crowned today.
Okay.
Wow.
Here we go with easy trivia. They'll get a little harder as we go. The category is most streamed country songs. Ready, Lunchbox?
Go.
Before He Cheats is the most streamed song by what country artist?
Carrie Underwood.
Correct. Eddie, Blue Ain't Your Color is the most streamed song by what artist?
Keith Urban.
Correct.
Wow.
The most streamed song is Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Whose?
Shania Twain.
Correct. The most streamed song by this artist is Check Yes or No. Who?
George Strait.
Correct. Good. Everybody moves on to the next round. Let's go. Easy trivia. The category is fruits and other foods.
Oh, just food.
That way to leave me hanging there.
Just food.
Okay.
Fruits and other foods. Oranges are a rich source of what vitamin, Lunchbox?
C.
Correct.
Oh, man.
You say C or yes?
Yeah, did you say that in Spanish?
No, it don't matter. Oh, okay. It's the right answer. Okay.
Eddie, after eating which poisoned fruit did Snow White fall into a deep sleep?
That was an apple.
Correct. Morgan, what fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct. Oh. Amy, a pescatarian is a person who doesn't eat meat, but only eats what animals?
Fish.
Correct. It's supposed to be fruits, but I saw the fish, so I just pivoted and said fruit.
Nice. Yeah. That's the non-fruit one.
Mm-hmm,
that's
right. It, yeah. Okay.
The next category in easy trivia is coffee.
Love coffee.
And?
Lunchbox. Yeah. The coffee brand who has the slogan, "The best part of waking up is blank in your cup."
Folgers.
Correct.
Yes, it is correct.
What?
Hey.
Why'd you yell that?
Eddie.
Come on.
What coffee chain's slogan is, "America runs on blank"?
Coffee chain.
Coffee chain. Their slogan is, "America runs on blank." Their name.
America runs on Starbucks?
You've been voted.
And I love that he was talking trash.
Hey, that's a donut chain.
Duncan.
No, they are so popular for coffee.
Wow, Eddie's gone.
It's not guys. America runs on Starbucks.
I thought you loved coffee.
Wow.
Peace out.
Oh.
Toodaloo.
That didn't sound right in my head at all.
Wow.
Morgan.
Amy, miss it.
What South American country is the largest producer of coffee in the world?
We've gotten this before, and I still can't remember it. Brazil.
Correct.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Amy, what coffee chain has a mermaid on their logo?
That woman, she's a mermaid on Starbucks?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
I didn't know she's a mermaid.
There's three left. We gotta take a break, guys.
Bye-bye, Eddie.
I'm gonna go take a break.
Eddie's out.
I'm just nervous for you.
All right, we're gonna play the song. We'll come back in a second. More easy trivia in just a second. Easy trivia. Only three remain in the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's Amy. It's Lunchbox. It's Morgan number two.
Let's go.
Eddie's gone.
That's crazy, man.
He got bubble.
And if Lunchbox wins, he's the champion again. He was trying to tell Morgan and Amy to miss it so he could win. But why would they want you to be the champion again when they can win?
Right.
It's not the last game of the season.
I'm just asking if they wanted me to win.
They do not.
Okay.
Lunchbox, the category is planets.
Oh, God bless them.
They all groaned.
I hate them.
What, you live on one?
Yeah, I know that one.
Lunchbox, what is the seventh planet from the sun?
The seventh planet from the sun. It's not Earth, because we're the third rock from the sun.
He's got his pen out. He's writing something down. You have 10 seconds left.
No. My very energetic mother...
5 seconds.
Just served us.
Three.
Nine.
Two.
One. Time. Two, answer. Three, four, five.
You got to answer.
Hold on. One, two, that, no. three,
time.
Four, five.
Saturn.
Saturn.
Hold on.
Saturn.
No. Do you think I should give you Saturn? You know the rules of the game.
You're out.
Think I should give you Saturn?
Yes.
But you know the rules of the game because somebody else does this later. You're going to come back and go, no, they're out of time.
I was trying to count you. Eddie's hitting my arm. And
so you're going to say the next time this happens, you're not going to yell at them.
Right.
Okay, I will give you Saturn. Okay.
That's not right.
It's
that
Uranus.
Yes!
My very energetic mother just served us.
You did. Amy, you counted. Amy goes, energetic mother three.
She was doing syllables.
Yes.
But I got Uranus. I had it in my head.
You got, excuse me. All right, Morgan.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I miscounted.
Yeah, does
it? Because you guys are hitting me.
The pressure, man.
Morgan.
Hit my arm.
What planet is famous for beautiful rings? The beautiful rings that surround it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I have Saturn and Jupiter in my head. I think... Saturn.
Correct.
Yes!
Amy, what planet is famous for its big red spot?
Well, is it the red planet? The red spot?
What planet is famous for its big red spot?
Mars. I don't know.
You've been booed.
What just happened?
It's Jupiter.
It has a big red spot. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Morgan wins her first game.
Guys, go buy a lottery ticket.
Eddie cannot be happier.
That's amazing.
He's happier than Pig and Crap right now because he's in again next week.
Good job, Morgan.
Hey, no, actually, I take that back. You had no faith in me at all.
Yeah, Eddie,
nice
you
job,
were hating
Morgan.
On her.
That's good. Good job, Morgan. Good job, good job. Okay.
Morgan wins.
We do a football podcast called 25 Whistles. And Joey McGuire, the head coach of Texas Tech football, was on. And I was asking, I'm like, you ever get so upset, but you know you're on TV, so you have to kind of keep your cool, even though you just want to slam or scream? This was his answer.
It happened that way Saturday. We jumped off sides like 4 or 5 times, you know, and or had procedure penalties with the offensive line. And the last one, you know, I said something to my right tackle, and he said it was the left tackle, and I lost it on him. So at that point, whenever I was losing, I was like, all right, I got to calm down. But one thing we talk about as a program, I mean, literally, is talking about what's next, you know, and that's kind of the trigger word of, you know, get to the next play.
We're talking about Lubbock, and I like Lubbock. I've been to Lubbock a bunch of times. I feel like Lubbock gets kind of an unfair rap, and he did too. And because the coaches, Amy would tell the other recruits from others that were going to other schools, like, you don't want to go to Lubbock, can't get there, it's impossible to get there. So we went and took a spreadsheet of all the flights going to Lubbock to the TV guy so they would know not to say it's hard to get to Lubbock.
Oh.
So he went, here's this clip.
The very first it was the second game we played. We were playing Oklahoma State. And Spencer Tillman, which I know, he was doing a game, and I went up and met with him 10 minutes before, and I said, hey, I had this spreadsheet of, hey, y'all are going to say, because I've heard you say before, it's hard to get to Lubbock. Guys, let me show you how it's not hard to get to Lubbock.
Hey, so every flight, Southwest 102, Southwest 306.
Check that out.
Southwest, yeah.
Nonstop.
Pretty funny. So Coach Joey McGuire is on with us. Search 25 Whistles on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts, and super cool. He was a high school coach for a long time, moved his way up. It's pretty cool to see high school coaches then be really successful in the college. Coach Traylor at UTSA was a high school coach, moved his way up, head coach over there now. Coach Malzahn.
That's really cool.
High school coach.
Quite the jump.
Yeah, so next year I'm going to go coach high school.
Oh, good for you, man. Okay,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so 25 Whistles, check that out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're on the fence about sending out Christmas cards, a poll showed that 89% of people say that receiving a card brings them so much joy. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do it.
It is fun for a second. I don't think we should have to keep them.
You don't have to, no.
Yeah, I read it. I feel the emotion in my heart. It hugs me in my guts, and then I throw it away.
You don't put it on the refrigerator?
We don't have any magnets.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have any kids.
Okay.
And it's sloppy.
It does look sloppy,
yeah,
for
and
sure.
If you have kids, that's fine. I love it. But I'm not sloppy.
Some people hang a string across a window and then get little clips and clip them up, something like that. But if you're like, well, hey, it's kind of last minute, digital cards are really in as
They're
well.
Excellent. Text them
so
to your people.
You could take a family photo, whip it up on, you know, online somehow. There's lots of little apps where you can write Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and then boop, pop it in their email or text it to them.
I'm just going to do a selfie. Put it in Instagram stories, write it with my finger, and text that to all you guys.
Well, that'd
there
be nice.
You go.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Buddy the Elf spaghetti meal kits are going on sale next week. No, hear me out.
Ugh.
It's actually something that would be really cool to order and a fun activity to do with your kids.
But isn't it, because I've seen Elf now, my wife watches it every Christmas with her family, but the spaghetti he eats, isn't it spaghetti with like, I'll tell you what
the meal kit includes. Spaghetti. Yeah. Candy, marshmallows, maple syrup, chocolate syrup, chocolate cereal, and chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts.
All those separately are awesome, but together, no.
Hilarious.
Yeah, each meal kit is $15, and it makes 2 full servings of Buddy the Elf spaghetti.
If the spaghetti was something, it looked like spaghetti, but it was some not so salty, but some sort of like breakfast sweet.
Yeah, some kind of pastry.
Pasta, it'd be awesome. That would be cool. But that's like what you eat if you lose Amy versus Lunchbox or something.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I would be into this. These are probably going to sell
Mike
out
just
fast.
Goes, okay, got it.
Wrote it down.
Note to self. So next week, Monday through Friday, that's when they'll be up at HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com.
Okay, what else?
Kane Brown is promising another duet with his wife, Caitlin. You know, they have Thank God that's out now.
Thank God for giving me you.
And he was talking with E! News, and they were asking him, hey, is there more of this in the future? He said, absolutely. We're going to write something else. We're going to do it again, but we definitely want it to be better than this last one.
I'll also be doing a duet with my wife, Caitlin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going
to
be?
Staying off social media for a few days. That's what she would like me to do.
Oh.
And what she does, and it's like, don't look at your phone all the time, so I'm just going to stay off. I'm going to give her that for Christmas. A couple days, not looking at an app.
Love it.
That's the big present.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's how much,
nice
that's how important it is to her. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Adam and Melissa Blair had just moved to Las Vegas from Maine. They had the U-Haul, their Ford Expedition, you know, tied to the back. They pull up in front of the new house, go inside, go to sleep. Wake up the next morning. The kids go outside. Dada, where's the U-Haul? Someone jacked the U-Haul full of their stuff.
That's brave.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's not like put some in your pocket. You got to drive off with a U-Haul that's on top of it, too, right?
They had their car attached to the back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so this means the family's like, welcome to the neighborhood. They got no stuff. It's all missing. What are they going to do? So they put a post on social media, and luckily someone in the neighborhood found it a few miles away. Some of the stuff was gone, but most of the belongings were still there.
The good stuff was gone, I bet.
Yeah.
The good stuff that was valuable, but the best stuff that is valuable to them probably was still there. Pictures and things you can't replace.
Yes, they did take some valuables, but they are happy to have their stuff back, and they're happy to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, they go just double up. Take
That's
the stuff
right.
they do have.
Go on red.
Pawn it, put it all on red.
Oh,
double
gosh.
Up, get all their old stuff back.
Dad, what happened to our
dad,
money?
Dad.
See what happened was.
good. What's the good part of this?
Yeah.
That they moved from Maine to Las Vegas?
No, they found the...
They found the U-Haul, but it was missing some stuff.
Yeah, somebody found it on social media.
Okay. Yeah, that's so social cool. media that's reunited them with theirs.
I like it. They probably got their pictures and stuff back. They should send them a legacy box. All right, there you go. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.